USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Muslims angrily protesting in the streets of Pakistan today. That after Pakistan's Supreme Court overturns a Christian woman's conviction for blasphemy against Islam, the mother of four had been on death row for 8 years and became the first woman sentenced to death by hanging under Pakistan's harsh blasphemy laws. But again, her conviction was overturned on Wednesday by Pakistan's highest court. President Trump insisting that birthright citizenship will be ended one way or another, tweeting this morning that, quote, many legal scholars agree that birthright citizenship is not covered by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
We've been here before. Let's act like it.
The Boston police commissioner is speaking there to revelers who are starting to celebrate Red Sox World Series victory with a parade at this hour. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
ADP and Moody's Analytics reporting this morning the economy added 227,000 private sector jobs this month, 9,000 more than last month. The government jobs report for October is due out tomorrow, saying several women may have been offered money to make false claims about them. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office says that matter's now been turned over to the FBI. Former U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid says these are serious crimes if they're true.
If the goal here was to get Robert Mueller fired, then certainly that could be an accusation of obstruction of justice, and anyone who participated in that could be guilty of conspiracy to obstruct justice.
She was speaking on MSNBC. A 24-year-old Indiana woman's facing charges of felony reckless homicide for allegedly hitting four children with her truck as they walked towards their school bus, killing three of them. The victims were 6-year-old twin boys and their 9-year-old sister. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The man accused of sending pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, CNN, and others had reportedly been planning the crime for several months. Prosecutors say shipping labels matching those found on packages were saved on Cesar Sayoc's laptop as early as July. They were in a file that also included the address of South Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, which was used as the return address on those packages. While evidence against Sayoc continues to be collected, prosecutors say what has been found so far is overwhelming. However, Sayoc's lawyer claims prosecutors don't have a very good case against his client. Around 178,000 new and nearly new Harley-Davidson motorcycles are being recalled because of a clutch problem that can cause the bike to get stuck in gear. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says if that happens, riders can lose control and there's a big, big risk of a crash. And a Canadian mayor claims people are being turned away at the U.S. border when admitting to using marijuana. Roy Ludwig is the mayor of Estevan, Saskatchewan, about 10 miles north of North Dakota. He says even Canadians who might have smoked it 10 to 20 years ago are being asked at the border if they ever did smoke cannabis, and if they say yes, they're often turned back. No comment from U.S. officials. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.